is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of December, 2011. Christmas Day. As Longfellow wrote, I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. A day observed by about 95% of Americans and about one-third of the world population. For many, the beginning of the 12 days of Christmas, a week and a half of feasting and revelry that culminates in the Feast of the Epiphany on the 6th of January, and which might include plum pudding and other fruitcakes, or wassail, the hot mulled cider punch, or king's cake, a sweet pastry concealing a bean or a trinket that entitles the finder to be crowned king or queen of the day. In Victorian England, the church bells rang on Christmas morning. Families went to Mass, came home for Christmas dinner, which was a goose or a joint of roast beef. Turkey was popular in America, but not in England until late in the 19th century. The Christmas pudding had been made weeks before with beef and raisins and prunes. It had to be stirred up. The mince pies were brought out, made with mincemeat, fruit, spices, had to be eaten for the 12 days of Christmas to bring good luck. And after dinner, everyone exchanged gifts, and then parlor games and the singing of Christmas carols. It was Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol in 1843 that revived Christmas after the Puritans had stamped out much of what was left of the old medieval Christmas in England. Dickens, who described the holidays as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of other people below them as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. The Lewis and Clark expedition spent this day in 1804 in their fort on the Missouri River near what is now Washburn, North Dakota. Three rations of brandy were served. Some men went out to hunt, and others danced until 9 o'clock when it ended. The novelist Orrin Arnold suggested Christmas gifts: to your enemy, forgiveness; to an opponent, tolerance; to a friend, your heart; to a customer, service; to all, charity; to every child, a good example; to yourself, respect. Here's a poem for today by Ray Gonzalez, my earliest memory. I am flying through the air, held up as a one-year-old in my grandmother's right hand, her arm straight up as she lies in her bed, trying to make me quit crying. She made me fly every night, my eyes staring at the votive candles flickering on the nightstand, as if I knew something about the flames. This joyful play at night, meaning I would see things from above before I would set my tiny feet on the ground for the first time. Giggling and flying, my grandmother holding me up by one strong hand, telling me the boy who flies will sleep better once he leaves the earth. A poem by Ray Gonzalez, my earliest memory, from the Hawk Temple at Tierra Grande, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.